A critical component of India's indigenous navigation system has just failed, raising questions about the reliability and future of the Navaisi regional navigation system. The last functioning atomic clock aboard India's navigation satellite IRNS-1F ceased operation on 13 March 2026, after the satellite completed its 10-year design life. This significant development has implications for India's strategic autonomy and its ability to provide navigation services independently. First, let's understand what Navaisi is. Navaisi, which stands for Navigation with Indian Constellation, is India's indigenous satellite-based navigation system developed by the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO. It was formerly known as IRNS, or Indian Regional Navigation Satellite System. Approved by the Indian government in 2006 and operational since 2018, Navaisi is designed to provide position accuracy of better than 20 meters in the primary service area, timing accuracy of better than 50 nanoseconds, and coverage over India and up to 1,500 kilometers beyond India's borders. This region of strategic importance covers South Asia, the Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal. What makes Navaisi significant is that it is India's answer to other global navigation systems, such as GPS, or Global Positioning System, from the USA, GLONASS, or Global Navigation Satellite System, from Russia, Galileo, the European Satellite Navigation System, BDO, or BDS, the Chinese Navigation System, and QZSS, or Quasi-Zenith Satellite System, from Japan. While GPS, GLONASS, Galileo, and BDO are global constellations, Navaisi and QZSS are regional systems. Now, let's look at the satellite constellation that makes up Navaisi. The system currently operates with 8 satellites, which includes the original 7 satellites and an additional backup satellite. Navaisi uses 2 types of orbits, geostationary orbit, or GEO, and geosynchronous orbit, or GSO. The GEO satellites remain stationary over the equator at an altitude of 36,000 kilometers, always visible from the same point on Earth. Navaisi uses 3 GEO satellites. On the other hand, the GSO satellites move in a figure 8 pattern across the sky, and Navaisi uses 4 GSO satellites in inclined orbits over India. This combination ensures continuous visibility of multiple Navaisi satellites from anywhere in India at any time. But why does this matter? The core technology of any satellite navigation system is precise timekeeping. Your GPS or Navaisi receiver calculates its position by measuring the time delay between when a signal was sent from a satellite and when it was received. Since radio waves travel at the speed of light, approximately 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second, even a 1 microsecond error translates to a 300 meter positioning error. This is where atomic clocks come in. Atomic clocks achieve accuracy of 1 second of error in 300 million years, roughly 100,000 times more accurate than the best quartz crystal oscillator. Navaisi satellites use rubidium atomic clocks, the same type used in GPS satellites. Each satellite carries multiple atomic clocks for redundancy, but when all fail, the satellite loses its primary navigation function. Remember this, IRNS-1A experienced atomic clock failures across all 3 of its clocks in 2017, which was India's first major Navaisi setback. IRNS-1I was launched in April 2018 specifically as a replacement. And now, IRNS-1F's failure in 2026 marks the second such significant failure. So what exactly changed? With IRNS-1F's clock non-functional, the satellite can no longer contribute to positioning and timing signals. However, it will continue to function as a satellite messaging platform, providing standard positioning service for messaging. The remaining 6 operational satellites still provide coverage, but the margin of redundancy is reduced. Note this carefully, ISRO has been working on NavIC's second-generation satellites, known as NavIC-2, with improved atomic clocks and longer design lives. In April 2023, ISRO launched NVS-01, or NavIC Voyage Satellite 01, the first next-generation NavIC satellite with indigenous atomic clocks developed in India, marking a critical step towards self-reliance in this crucial component. Now, let's turn to the strategic and civil applications of NavIC. On the civil side, NavIC is used for vehicle tracking and fleet management, which is mandatory for commercial vehicles in India since 2019, following the AIS 140 standard. NavIC-enabled devices are also distributed to fishing communities along India's coasts to aid in navigation. Additionally, NavIC is used in precision agriculture, such as soil moisture mapping and drone navigation, as well as in disaster management, including position tracking during floods and earthquakes. On the strategic side, NavIC is used by the Indian Armed Forces for navigation systems and missile guidance systems. NavIC enables guidance in denied GPS environments, which is critical for India's strategic autonomy. The system functions independently of US GPS, ensuring that India cannot be cut off from navigation services during a conflict or political dispute, unlike countries that solely rely on GPS. And here is something that surprises many students: NavIC is also available on your phone. In 2019, Qualcomm became the first chipmaker to include NavIC support in its Snapdragon processors. From 2019 onwards, high-end Android phones sold in India include NavIC receivers. Apple's iPhone 15, released in 2023, was the first iPhone to support NavIC. As of 2026, NavIC support is mainstream in smartphones sold in India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. NavIC's full name is Navigation with Indian Constellation, and it was earlier known as IRNS, or Indian Regional Navigation Satellite System. It was developed by ISRO and approved by the Indian government in 2006, becoming operational in 2018. The system consists of 8 satellites, with 3 in geostationary orbit and 4 in geosynchronous orbit, providing coverage over India and up to 1,500 kilometers beyond India's borders. The position accuracy is better than 20 meters, and the timing accuracy is better than 50 nanoseconds. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but we do need to note that IRNS-1F's failure occurred on 13th March 2026 due to the cessation of its last functioning atomic clock. The satellite had completed its 10-year design life. Earlier, IRNS-1A experienced atomic clock failures across all 3 of its clocks in 2017, and IRNS-1I was launched in April 2018 as a replacement. NavIC satellites use rubidium atomic clocks, which achieve an accuracy of approximately 1 second of error in 300 million years. The NVS-01 satellite, launched in 2023, is the first NavIC satellite with an indigenous Indian atomic clock. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that NavIC stands for Navigation with Indian Constellation, and IRNS stands for Indian Regional Navigation Satellite System. The system has been operational since 2018 and consists of 8 satellites, with 3 in GEO and 4 in GSO orbits, providing coverage up to 1,500 kilometers beyond India's borders. The position accuracy is better than 20 meters, and IRNS-1F's GEO satellite clock failed on 13th March 2026. Also, note that IRNS-1A's clocks failed in 2017, and NVS-01 was launched in 2023 as the first NavIC 2G satellite with an indigenous atomic clock. For mains, GS3, this topic is relevant to India's space technology indigenization, the strategic importance of independent navigation systems, dual-use technology, ISRO's role in India's strategic autonomy, and comparison with GPS, GLONASS, BeiDou, and other global navigation systems. In conclusion, the failure of IRNS-1F's atomic clock has significant implications for India's Navi Sea regional.